Welcome back, this is RB. If you like this video at any point, hit the like button. It's the only way this channel will blow up. Follow me on another platform because I can get kicked off this one any day now. Links below. Let's get it.
What's the craziest thing you got the ick for?
I don't like to see happiness sometimes.
I completely understand why the male population thinks we're evil.
It's not about thinking. It's about knowing. I've seen decades of evidence to support that theory. And that girl that said that is still young, attractive. So can you imagine how much it's going to make her sick to see happiness when she old and wrinkly and still single? I hope she ain't working at the nursing home I'm going to be at. She's going to be abusing my ass. So yeah, a lot of women don't like to see other women happy, and they don't like to see their man happy unless they're the ones making them happy at the time. She cool with you being happy long as she's the one making you happy. If you being happy hanging out with your friends, it's a problem. If you being happy playing video games, it's a problem. If you being happy watching a movie by yourself, it's a problem. Generally speaking, many women just don't like to see other people happy because, generally speaking, most women aren't happy. They're balls of misery for one reason or another. If not when they're young, definitely after they hit the wall. And they're going to make sure everybody they come in contact with is miserable with them. So like I said, I feel sorry for anyone who's going to come in contact with that woman for the rest of her life. That young woman. At first glance, like, oh, she cute. They have no idea what they about to get into.
Those words just came out of her mouth so, like, casually. Like, I understand why y'all think us females are wicked. Because that was some wicked. Get it?
I watch Family Matters now. And I cry for Carl Winslow. First off, look at all these motherfuckers in his house. He got two kids. He got the wife. He got the grandmama. He got his wife's sister.
Yeah, a lot of guys want families and big families and things, but it ends up being more of a pain in the A than anything else, in my opinion. Especially if you a man, you working, you got to fix all the problems in the house. Having a big family for a man, I don't know how much happiness is really bringing him. He working all the time to take care of all these people. Anything go wrong, it's on his back. Plus stress from work and stress from trying to make this female act like a decent human being in his life. That's a full-time job to keep her in check. Then any problem with the kids, the bills, it's a lot. And as a man, you don't get an opportunity to break down. As a man, you don't get a break to just be like, look, can y'all handle it? I'm off. I'm off duty. I just need to relax. There is no off duty for a man. So just be careful what responsibilities you signing up for. Because it's probably a lot harder than you think. And in a lot of ways, just not worth it.
So how much did my divorce cost me? Well, this is a fantastic question. There's direct and there's indirect costs. Direct costs, I lost $106,000 out of my 401k retirement plan I spent 20 years contributing to. I also lost half the equity in the home, stocks, bonds, mutual funds, cash, and savings that I also spent 20 years contributing to. I also lost half of all the non-liquid assets like furniture, household goods, electronics, cars. Keep in mind, I paid for all of these. And this is in addition to financially supporting her and her slash our daughter for 17 years.
So yeah, we already know the story. He didn't do well with the ladies. So the first time some effed up single mom came and gave him a smile and some cooch, he was ready to give her everything. I'll marry you. I'll love you forever. He was just blown away by the most minimal effort from this effed up single mom. And he went for the okie doke. That's why you got to do the math on these chicks before you sign up for a relationship. Don't date single mothers. Don't date women past their prime. I would just say, man, see, it's hard. It's hard to find a woman who's a virgin at a certain age. But honestly, us kings, we deserve virgins. We deserve a woman with a clean slate to start a family with and be in a relationship with. Because if she doesn't have a clean slate, you're already just starting off in a hole. She's already been imprinted by 2-3 guys. And that's if you find one who hasn't been thotting around. She's already been imprinted by 2-3 guys. So you're already starting off in a hole and all the baggage she coming in the door with. Sometimes a kid, a whole human. So American men, unfortunately, we got to start off in a hole with women. And it just usually don't work out because of that. Go to another country or something. So maybe you could find a woman in her early 20s who's still a virgin with a clean slate. See, this is why men don't want to date women over 25, even if they're 75. No man who's aware of how the world works and how women work want to date a woman over 25. Not because they're peds or peds, pedos. It's because we don't want to deal with the baggage that come with dating a woman after 25. It's that simple. But yeah, don't get married. Even if you meet a special, special woman, look, had a ceremony, buy a ring, but don't sign no document with the government at all. Marriage was set up for women. It wasn't set up for us. It was never set up for us to win in that situation. Unfortunately, this dude had to lose half his ish to learn what we already know in the RPL community. Aren't you glad you found this community before this happened to you? Or maybe this has already happened to you. But hey, at least you know now.
Which is many hundreds of thousands of dollars. I'm now broke, live in a two-bedroom apartment, and have a negative net worth for the first time since I was, I don't know, 25. Indirect costs. My job, my sobriety, my self-worth, my masculinity. My hope for the future, my ability to trust women again.
No, you can't never let a woman take all that. All the stuff he said in the beginning, cool, let her have it. When you mentally strong, emotionally strong, and you have a good sense of self, she could never take this second half of stuff. My masculinity, my self-worth, my sobriety, all that. No. I could never put my heart that much into a broad. I don't care how sweet she is and loving and caring and submissive.
My belief in God, my pride, my motivation, my physical health. I don't know. Let's just say everything.